last Savior.
Oh, the Savior of mankind, please show us the sign.
To the designer of the human civilization that is established on the unity of Almighty Allah. To the redeemer of human volition and thought.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Welcome, dear listeners, to The Last Savior, a program dedicated to exploring the vital and timeless subject of Imam Zaman. May Allah hasten his reappearance. So stay with us as we journey through knowledge, reflection, and spiritual awakening right here on IRIB English Radio. And in the studio, Dr. Ali Alavi is here to help us with to understand more characteristics. First of all, let's welcome him. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
A very warm welcome, sir.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here.
The you know, there's this dua like in the Surah Sa'd from the verse 35 onwards of Prophet Sulaiman, wherein he asks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala like to give him kind of something or such rule that he does not give to someone else. But we see when we talk about the garment and the characteristics of Imam Zama, it's something that is very different, nobody has had before, or it is more expanded and like all the characteristics that we talked about. So how do you justify this?
Well, it's a good question. Actually, you're referring to the verse of Quran where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that with the tongue of Sulaiman, it's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying that what Sulaiman said.
Yeah.
رَبِّ اغْفِرْ لِي وَهَبْ لِي مُلْكًا لَا يَنْبَغِي الْأَحَدٍ مِّن بَعْدِ إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْوَهَّابِ. That says Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, give me something that you have not yet given to anyone else. I mean, but you say that the government of Muhammad alayhi salam has an added value that every other prophet hadn't yet actually experienced and didn't have the chance to have such a thing like what Muhammad alayhi salam has. Yes. So we can answer it through, I mean, a logical and let's say a sort of superficial calculations. Then we refer to some hadith from infallible imams and we shall see and check the answers that have been given to this question through infallible imams, like that of Imam Musa bin Ja'far alayhi salam, when he answered such a question that he was asked. So I want to say that the Prophet Sulaiman alayhi salam asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give me a power, to give me a government that we have not yet given to anyone else.
Right.
Yes, true. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him a sort of government that has not been yet given to anyone earlier
anyone
than
anyone else,
him.
Yeah.
So it was very, I mean, big and huge, and also the areas, the territory of the government of Sulaiman was very big and huge. So it was not given to anyone else, I mean, before, for a divine leader, for a prophet to be given. Because Sulaiman was son of Dawood alayhi salam, and he has seen whatever difficulties his father was actually facing with. So he was asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give me something quite exceptional.
Mm-hmm.
That I have the control of the wind, I have the connections with the jinns and other unseen creatures. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted this dua and has given him whatever he wanted.
Mm-hmm.
But since the prophets are infallible and we know that the negative trait and characteristic of greed and jealousy has no place in their hearts and in their existence, so we don't think that Sulaiman alayhi salam wanted it not to happen for any other prophet in future even.
Mm-hmm.
So he said, Allah subhanahu, give me something that you have not yet given to anyone else. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him whatever he has not yet given to anyone else.
All right, until that time.
Until that time. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him, I mean, even the connection, I mean, or the language of the... Yes, it's true that many prophets had this power to talk to the, let's say, animals.
Right.
But it was not known as a miracle of all those prophets. Right. So, but at the time of Prophet, it was like quite, let's say, dominant, let's say, feature of the leader of the society that he's in touch with
the animals,
in different kinds of animals.
Right.
Not only the birds.
Yeah.
So even his communications with jinns, I mean, with unseen creatures. Yeah. So, I mean, he has employed them for his affairs and issues.
Right.
I want to say that, I mean, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him and bestow him, whatever he asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah replied his dua, his supplication. Indeed. So we can take some lessons that if we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is a possibility of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala giving us some.
Yes. We will discuss more with you, Dr. Alavi. Let's take a short break here. And dear listeners, don't go anywhere. Stay tuned.
مهدينا في الأزمان شعظيه ربنا في العالمين أفرع له نور أليق والظالم ابتده من أجل السالكين أهدى سنه مهدينا في الأزمان شعظيه ربنا في العالمين أفرع له نور أليق والظالم ابتده من أجل السالكين أهدى سنه.
Welcome back. You are listening to IRIB English Radio. This is The Last Savior. Dr. Ali Alavi is with us, and we are discussing the verses of Surah Sa'd, wherein Prophet Sulaiman is making a dua that Allah bestow me with something that you have not bestowed any other person with yet. And Allah has bestowed him, and we were drawing parallels. How is it different? Then how is Allah going to give a way more expanded government to the Imam Mahdi, ajallah ta'ala faraja? And Dr. Alavi has cleared a lot of points, like, yes, during his time, the Prophet Sulaiman was bestowed with something that the prophets before were not bestowed with. Yes.
Yeah. So this was a logical answer that we could actually give based on our limited knowledge. But let's see what Imam Musa Ja'far alayhi salam, what kind of answer Imam Musa alayhi salam gives to the question that was posed by Ali ibn Yaqdin, to the same question.
Yeah.
That in Quran, we see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave such a government to Sulaiman. And how is it possible that you say that the government of Mahdi would be something exceptional?
Yeah.
Imam alayhi salam answered him that, yes, Sulaiman alayhi salam asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and requested from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give him something that shows the people the divine support of this government by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Right.
So that people don't say that, okay, he's like other kings and, let's say, leaders, and he's going to lead us and be our king, like material kings and material leaders.
Mm-hmm.
Material, I mean, in the sense of that, they have no connection with Allah. In this sense. So he wanted them to understand that this person is being backed and supported by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he's mm-hmm. ruling them on based on the wills and rules and regulations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So mm-hmm. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him some powers and some extraordinary powers that actually proved this, like miracles, proved his status, his position.
Mm-hmm.
His control on the wind and his connection or communication with jinns and so on and so forth. So everyone knew that Sulaiman had this extraordinary power. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is what Imam Musa alayhi salam says. And even people at the same time and even after him understood that the power that Sulaiman was equipped with and had was equipped with was from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right. It was not like any other king or any other ruler who was ruling them out of injustice.
Right.
So if he found a power to gain the control of different areas and territories, it was for the sake of Allah to dominate over oppression and support the oppressed.
Right.
So this was the answer that was given to Ali ibn Yaqdin by Imam Musa ibn Ja'far alayhi salam.
I can feel your eyes, like the sun shining behind the clouds. I need a morning to shatter this long night forever. Mm-mm. I need a hero to stop this thousand-year-old morning, close the bright morning.
Welcome back. You are listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Last Savior. We are with Dr. Ali Alavi discussing, we were drawing parallels from history to the future, from the garment of Prophet Suleiman and also Imam Mahdi, Malas, history and his reappearance. So, Dr. Alavi, you said that, you know, Allah, Prophet Suleiman made a dua and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also accepted it, as Allah also mentions in Holy Quran, call upon me and I will answer. Well, duas are not always answered the way we want them to be answered, but yes, they are answered anyhow. I want to ask you one thing, like we also discussed towards the end of the discussion that the if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestowed him with extreme good qualities and the power, so that was to help the oppressed and to be against oppressors. Why didn't the other imams like ask for such thing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Why did they wait for Imam Mahdi to be, you know, having all that so that he can establish justice completely?
Yeah, that's a very good question. In fact, a human being is like an infant. An infant that requires and needs and actually is in need of education and training in different levels, in different phases, in different levels to reach that ideal perfection of growth.
Right.
So, and they happen slowly and slowly and gradually to reach to the highest level of understanding. So for this very sake, for this very cause, the divine leaders, without having these conditions ready and having them in front of them,
right,
and having this field and enough preparation from the side of people, they are not able to ask. I mean, they are not going to ask and demand Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for such a thing, because sometimes, look, it's like, I mean, your kid who is, for example, less than 2 years old, he asks because he has no knowledge of what food is. I mean, he asks for example, a food that, for example, Ellie, the user, eat. So you as a mother know that what kind of food suits him, right?
Right.
I mean, just milk is the only food that he is in need of.
Right.
So if you give him, for example, a bowl of broth, so it means that you are not considering the age that he is.
The need, age, yeah.
So sometimes, in order to establish that universal just government, so you need those people who are going to be in this government to get prepared for that government.
Right.
So if they are not yet prepared, I mean, how Imam Ali Salam is going to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when you see that this preparation, okay, Imam Ali Salam always asks and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us this chance to have these people get ready for, when Imam Sadiq Ali Salam says that if I had that number of people, I would have start this revolution. I mean, it means that they were always after such a thing. But when the conditions are not ready for them to come, I mean, or to come for this revolution or for this change, it is in vain to ask such a thing. I mean, we want, because the government or governance is going to happen on people, on the subjects of the governments are these people themselves. So when they don't have this readiness, so it means, I mean, I wanted to say that the deficiency is not from the side of Imam alayhi salam.
Right.
From the side of the ones who Imam is going to rule over them.
Indeed.
Right?
Yeah.
Look, in even in our current history, we see sometimes out of our selections and elections, we usually choose some people. I mean, and not only in our country. I'm discussing it about everywhere in the
world. Right.
Like, people choose someone that he becomes a plight of their country, right?
Right.
So how do we want to actually say that, okay, people, people reach to this level of maturity to just this person, and this person now is the cause of the corruption in the country, is the cause of, let's say, collapse of the country.
Yeah.
So they are due to the misunderstanding or, let's say, having not a comprehensive and good knowledge of the environment and circumstances that people usually are are afflicted with.
Indeed. So everything happens at right place and in right time. So does happen with the government of Imam, inshallah. But we again pray. May Allah hasten the reappearance of the noble Imam. Allahumma ajjal li waliyyaka al-faraj. Thank you, Dr. Alavi, for being
You're
with
welcome.
Us and for those valuable insights. Thank you, dear listeners. You were listening to IRIB English Radio. Until another episode, take good care. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.